Good morning. You listen to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm in Dallas at the Southwest Market in the Shaw space, and I'm with Heather Morrison, co-owner of the Mosaic Company. Heather, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to meet you. Tell us a little bit about the Mosaic Company.
So we are a local little store in a small town of Minden and have a boutique shop in Ruston, Louisiana, and we do a whole bunch of different things from commercial to residential. We do school work. We will do new construction, remodels, tile work, wood, showers, kitchen. It's a range of things for us.
All right. Obviously, you're in the flooring business as part of that. You also do bathrooms and some tile work, and you've only been around for 2 years. How did you get in the flooring business?
I kind of happened upon it. I had a little bit of a staging company that I did for some realtors, and I did design work for them. And I got hooked up with a countertop person that said, hey, you should come into the showroom. I went in and I met someone there and they wanted to hire me. So I worked for a showroom for about 3 years and then decided to step out on our own. And I met my coworkers and we all kind of came in together and opened up a place.
So all three of you came together, you'd worked in other places and decided you're going to do it on your own, right?
Yes, correct.
As I said, we're in the Shaw space. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Shaw.
So we started working with Shaw just in the very beginning. They've always been really kind to us and helpful in explaining the new products, showing us the new trends, that kind of thing. Getting the samples that we need is really important. A lot of the vendors do not do that. If I say, hey, I really need just a loose piece of this, they'll send it to me. They just make it really easy to work with the customers.
So, you know, Shaw, when you start talking about tile, that's not a big thing for them. So, obviously, you've got other suppliers, right? Thinking Shaw is probably where you get your carpet and LVT, is that right?
Yes. So, we do a ton of glue down plank, and we do quite a bit of tile, vinyl plank, and carpet.
And how was business last year?
Last year, it was kind of hit or miss. So, it was a little bit slow in the beginning. It picked up in the middle. It kind of dipped down in October, but then December, I mean, it was wild. We were full on, wide open, busy. All the way until Christmas.
That's interesting because, you know, when the tree goes up, usually the consumer quits buying. So was that residential or commercial or kind of a blend?
It was kind of a blend. We had a little bit of school work because they closed down over the holidays. So that's when we got in and did that. And then we had a few that we wanted to just kind of finish up residentially. So it was definitely a blend of the two.
And what's your outlook for this coming year?
I think we're going to be pretty busy this year. Just with the numbers of calls that I've had since I've been here at Market, we have a lot on the books. We have more new constructions on the books and quite a few remodels that are already planned.
You know, demand is soft. So if you're growing, you're taking share from somebody. Is that what you think?
Well, possibly. I hope not. I mean, there's enough work for everybody to go around. But if we're still working, that's good for us.
So we're here and we're looking at 2026 new products. What have you seen here that you like?
They have some new, it kind of looks like gemstone tile. That's really pretty. New pennies on the floor. There's a new loose lay 5mm thick product that I actually just ordered stock of that I think is a great product. You can loose lay it, perimeter glue it, full spread it. It's going to change the market, I think.
Look at you. You've been in the business 2 years and you already can identify up front what's going to sell, right?
I mean, I try. I never stop learning. So if there's a new product, I want to know about it. I want to learn where we can use it, how we can use it. So then if somebody comes in, I can answer their question. I'm not depending on someone else.
Tell us a little bit about your clientele.
So our clientele is very diverse. We have mom and pop that are coming in. They just want to update their house after 50 years. We also do a lot of high-end new construction about an hour away from the showroom, million-dollar houses that do all wood. We do a lot of residential remodels that somebody has flooring. They just want to go in with new vinyl plank or something like that. Carpet is really 50-50. So you see some people that don't want it at all, but then you have other people that want it everywhere. So it's very diverse for us.
How does your clientele find you?
So we do a lot of word of mouth business. We do a tiny, tiny bit of like Google marketing, but other than that, it is word of mouth. We're in a small town and we've gotten hooked up with some people that are kind of influential in town and we've done work for them and they've been really impressed. So they just share our name. And that's honestly the best way that I can find business because then they already know the quality of work we're giving.
Do they buy from you because you help them with the design and you kind of curate what they're going to put in to kind of meet what they're telling you?
I would like to think so. If someone comes in and they really just struggle with color, I will pull out a paint book and start helping them with paint. Or I have a few countertop samples. We don't do countertops, but I have a few samples that kind of pull in the whole style together. I ask them what colors they like or how they live in their home to decide what material we need or what colors we want to go with, that kind of thing.
So there's three people, co-owners of this business. How do y'all split up the responsibilities?
One of us is in the office mostly, and they do a lot of the walk-in business with that or the bookkeeping, that kind of thing. There's another one that does more of the installation side and a lot of the sundries. And then I do a lot of the new construction or design work with those clients.
Sounds like you've got quite a recipe for success there, right?
I hope so. It's working so far.
All right, well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Heather Morrison, the co-owner of the Mosaic Company in Minden, Louisiana. And you've been listening to Kemp Park and FloridaLA.net.